Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Justin Tinsley, let me look at you. We have some congratulations in order. We'll get to that later. Say, Tim Kalishaw, let me look at you. We have some congratulations in order. A different type, thankfully. We'll get to that in a second. Emily Kaplan, Clinton Yates, welcome back. Giannis, 55. He says he wants his game to be boring. Maybe he's just downplaying that because you know what happened after Donovan Mitchell 71? The whole Cavaliers team got drug tested. Let's go.
Like it was fitting.
Justin, Tim. Just great to see those smiles on those faces today. Here's an early bonus for you. We start with the latest on DeMar Hamlin. Per the Buffalo Bills, he remains in the ICU in critical condition with signs of improvement noted yesterday and overnight by doctors. Expected to remain in intensive care as his healthcare team continues to monitor. The NFL's Dr. Alan Sills today saying it's not an exaggeration to say the skilled and immediate response by the talented caregivers on the field of the Bills and Bengals and paramedics prevented a tragic outcome. Troy Vincent of league office today on a conference call saying the league hasn't ruled out postponing Bills-Patriots Sunday, that they haven't talked to the Bills team as of yet, and that the well-being of the players will guide the league's decision-making process. Players' well-being a consideration for all NFL teams today as teams return to practice. Here's Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show.
But I think there needs to be a conversation around it. I don't think you just gloss it over like, oh, on to the Sunday Night Football to play-in game for the playoffs. It's like, let's just take a little time out here. Let's remember what's really important. This is too big of an event for us to just gloss it over and just like, no, let's get back to work, and we're not even affected by it. We weren't playing the game and that wasn't our teammate, but that's still one of our brothers, who's down and fighting for his life. And I think it's important to show the proper respect for him and for the Bills and everybody involved in that.
Tim, how do you hear Aaron Rodgers there and Troy Vincent of the NFL League office saying they haven't ruled out postponing Bills-Patriots Sunday?
I think there's probably a lot of players, especially veteran players, who feel like Aaron Rodgers, who this really shook up and makes them think, hold on, are we really just going back to Packers-Lions for the wild card and putting this out of our minds? NFL players are very good at compartmentalizing a lot of things, including, I think, a lot of them take the concussion issue and the possible brain trauma in their 50s and 60s, and they put it over here, and they say they'll think about that later in their career. But this was right in center, right in front of them, and somebody getting CPR on a football field, and that's something basically nobody had seen. And so I think there's a lot of people who can successfully, with their whole life, put things out of their mind and go do their job, but there's a lot who really are going to struggle with this, and as Aaron Rodgers said, I don't think they have to play for Buffalo and Cincinnati to be really kind of hurting and feeling their way this week.
Glenn Yates.
Yeah, I think it shows the impact of this overall when somebody like Aaron Rodgers, a star of his magnitude, who talks a lot in public, said something very connected to the reality of right now as to what is going on in terms of the minds of a lot of players. I've got to say, I don't have a huge issue with the NFL trying to figure out a way to proceed with this in terms of playing the game. But I do respect the fact that they understand that some of these players might not want to play, and that is ultimately what is most important here, is making sure that all of those who have to be involved are in a space that they can even execute any of this, never mind just sort of what happens in terms of Hamlin and his potential situation. God bless. I think overall, I think it's a good thing for players to be able to speak up and speak out and say, hey, if we don't want to do this, we shouldn't have to. And I think that's where the NFL and the Buffalo Bills are.
Well,
right.
That would be an NFL PA approaching the NFL situation, right? Justin Tinsley, I'll bring you in here. At least hearing Aaron Rodgers and hearing the league office today say, we haven't ruled it out. We're going to talk to the team about it. There seems to be more discourse than maybe even expected in this instance.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that is a good thing. But the reality is, and I've been thinking about this a lot over the last couple of days, not everyone will tear an ACL or tear an Achilles. You know, these injuries that we associate with football. But the one thing that connects us all, unfortunately, is that we're all going to have, like, a second date on that tombstone. Like, there's nothing more temporary than life, and there's nothing more infinite than death. And I think that that's what a lot of that, a lot of that emotion that you saw on the field, that's what that represented. That's what that gut feeling in all of our stomachs represents, even now when we talk about it. So I haven't agreed with Aaron Rodgers a lot in some of the things that he said in recent years, but I agree with him totally here, because you can't expect these guys to go out there and play with the same intensity that they normally would have for a week 18 game. And no one should expect them to have to sacrifice their mental health for the business of football. So while I am encouraged by the discourse between both sides, I actually agree with Aaron Rodgers on this particular topic.
Emily Kaplan, bring you in here. Teams getting back to practice today. You can read from any team. They were all talking about it, opening the air about it. I read today Detroit Lions began their practice with a prayer today, Emily. Hearing a player like Aaron Rodgers say, we want to talk to the league about this. In essence, that's what he said. How do you hear it?
Yeah, I mean, it's all been a stark reality, the fragility of life and also the inherent risks of playing a contact sport. As Tim said, like, players are usually able to compartmentalize it, but it feels like they haven't been able to because it is thrust in front of them in such a harrowing, invisible way, especially with the uncertainty of how this young man is doing. And there are some risks when that's not compartmentalized anymore. I mean, I have experience covering a contact and often violent sport, and when those thoughts are weighing on you when you get in the line of action, you're actually putting yourself at more of an injury risk. So if the league really cared about player safety, they would push the entire schedule back. But how many times in other contexts have we said if the league really cared about player safety? And at the same time, we always know the same answer, no matter the context, is it's a business. So to push back the entire schedule is not going to happen because of the logistical nightmare and the billions of dollars. But I am glad that they're at least showing some wiggle room, which does seem like progress for the league.
Through COVID and all the protocols of 2 years ago, there are rules in place for win value and win percentage to decide games and playoff picture if a team had one fewer game. When you bring that into the conversation, Justin, and of course that's a separate conversation than we just had, the well-being of Hamlin and the players on the field on Sunday and all players in the field going forward, how much do you think that plays into the NFL's decision making?
Yeah, I mean, it really puts the NFL in a really precarious situation, because when you go back and listen to what Aaron Rodgers is saying, the sentiment I got from him is this: if you've ever watched somebody die or nearly die in front of you, you're changed forever. And that's what Aaron Rodgers is saying about everybody in the NFL, but particularly with Bills and Bengals players. Their lives are going to be changed forever. They're going to remember that moment for the rest of their lives. So expecting them to try to play 6 or 7 days later, that's really a difficult conversation to have and almost impossible.
Last word.
You know, sometimes I feel like we sound like we're accusing the NFL of trying to put on games, which is the
first order of business. They should be talking about this,
correct? That's what they're supposed to do. That's what networks are counting on.
They should be thinking about it.
That's what shows are counting on.
Yeah. They're going to have to come. I mean, there was a moment on Monday night where you're like, where's the conversation? Well, now the NFL says, you know, we're going to consider all these options. That's more than maybe you had considered Monday night, right, Clint?
Yeah, I mean, look, what the NFL does right now, I think people need to understand. This is unprecedented. There is no playbook for what happens in this circumstance from a human emotion standpoint. So for people who are standing on the sidelines wanting to criticize one side or the other, nobody really knows what to do in this scenario, and I hope that level-headed adults can take the time to figure it out while a man fights for his life.
As doctors say, positive news. In Hamlin's case, we move forward. And the news of the day from Philadelphia and the Philadelphia Eagles, with a player in injury, Jalen Hurts, still not clear for action. Nick Sirianni said DeMar Hamlin, and seeing it Monday night, reinforced how he will deal with Hurts and all injured players as they put their body at risk. So Hurts is not cleared for this weekend's game. Number one seed on the line for Philadelphia versus the Giants. Clinton, how did you hear Coach Sirianni there?
Sirianni sounds like a guy who knows what's in front of him and is being smart about the analysis. Listen, we live in the post Hamlin World, simply to look into account of your quarterback's health. In a late game season, in a late situation in which in the season you might consider this anyway, based on where the Eagles are, I think it just makes sense. I was talking to Keyshawn Johnson, our colleague here, and he talked about how he's been through two of these. And even on the play after, not just the game after, he wasn't focused enough after being involved in a situation in which somebody had a health scenario on the field. I can't blame anybody for looking at what happened in the last week of the NFL and saying, you know what, I'm keeping my guy out. It's just too much risk, no matter the nature of the injury. Sirianni's being smart here. I don't care what people say about the potential seeding operation. He knows what he's got in front.
Yeah, I think it's – Sirianni sounds like someone who knows coaches tend to give a little lip service to the idea of player safety. They say it, and players say it themselves, and they're the ones who really want to get out there and play, especially a guy like Jalen Hurts. But now something like this is going to weigh on your mind for a while, and you are thinking about – these things, things you might have said in the past and not really given much credence to. Now you are wondering about player safety, and I think that's all he's talking about. If Hurts is out there going through the walkthrough today, I expect him to play, but I do think that's what Sirianni's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to all of Nick Sirianni's comments, he's basically said that this entire time that Jalen Hurts has been injured, he's wanted to get back out there. It's just been the coaching and the medical staff who have been keeping him back. So he's being consistent here. He's just invoking Hamlin to reinforce his point, even if it really is an imperfect comparison. The truth is, there is a lot on the line for his team. So this is showing that he is a compassionate coach and the type of people that we need out there. Jalen Hurts is at his best when his legs and his arms are in concert. And if he's not at 100%, he's still probably not. He's going to help the team more than their QB2 is, because his absence has pretty much reinforced his MVP case, but he's risking himself not only in this game but in the future as well.
You know, I hope moving forward this really changes how we talk about players' health as opposed to entertainment and like playoff seedings moving forward. But I got to give Sirianni a lot of credit. I thought he did a wonderful job just talking about everything. You know, ideally they wrap the division up by now. He doesn't have to think about Jalen Hurts starting week 18, but that's the reality of this situation. He has to think about the business of football while trying to balance out his own morals and trying to, you know, decompress and think about everything that's going on with DeMar Hamlin, which everybody else around the league is. So now you got to figure, like, yes, we need to win this game, but we also need Jalen Hurts healthy for the playoffs. So in a lot of ways, an unenviable position becomes even more so when you think about the far more important discussions that are going on right now.
Some heavy stories in the NFL and elsewhere. Thank you for your thoughts on that. So here's some great news. Welcome to the world, Huey Marshall Tinsley. Look
there
at this
is.
Magnificent oh, human
wow.
being.
There he is.
International television debut. Congrats to the Tinsleys. Now the fun starts. December 30th, the birthday, by the way. Tiger Woods, LeBron James, and Huey Tinsley. And also, Tim Kalashaw, you sneaky son of a gun.
Oh.
A private person. I don't blame you.
My man.
This is the slide photo. Enhance image. Just married. Come
Look
on. Now the fun starts.
I felt like
man, where have
time.
We seen that blazer
a lot
before?
To celebrate. And Dallas gets a ring. How about that?
Look at that blazer. There it is.
Fire cell on the other side.
Points for the ring.
We did it, Tim. Look, you did it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
There is a story surrounding U.S. soccer today, and it is drama. Yesterday, World Cup manager Greg Berhalter tweeted, "During the World Cup, an individual contacted U.S. soccer saying that they had information about me that would take me down." Went on to say the information was about a night in 1991 when he kicked his then-girlfriend, now-wife, in the legs during an argument. Today, more information about the alleged threat to Berhalter, whose contract with U.S. Soccer expired a few days ago. Multiple sources saying that the threats, alleged again, came from Claudio and Danielle Reyna, parents of U.S. star Gio Reyna. And then Danielle Reyna admitting to calling U.S. Soccer with the information from over 30 years ago, the day after Berhalter spoke about how her son Gio had almost been sent home from Qatar in the wake of Gio's minimal role at the World Cup. But both Danielle and Claudio Reyna deny making threats. Clinton Yates, what is there to process here with U.S. Soccer?
I mean, with friends like these, listen, the connectivity between these two families is unbelievable because not only did Berhalter and Reyna, are they friends and they played together as the two elder ones, both of their wives were roommates and played together in college. This is an absolute mess in general. And it's not just like Claudio Reyna, some guy who happened to play for the U.S. in the World Cup. He doesn't just happen to be Gio Reyna's dad either. He's the sporting director at Austin FC. He still works in the sport. This is messy top to bottom for everybody involved. And I don't like it. And now you know why the U.S. men's national team is in complete shambles.
Okay, but to ask you specifically, you think this had an effect on how the team played in the World Cup? And do you believe
leadership
was something other people knew? And what?
Leadership starts at the top. If you've got family secrets that are creating issues amongst all the people involved, it has to affect something happening with that team at the very least in people's minds because, hello, apparently everybody knows. Not a good scenario for anybody.
I don't know about the World Cup impact. I do know Claudio Reyna's from New Jersey, and his wife sounds a lot like Carmelo Soprano saying, "Threat? What threat? I brought you a ricotta pie and a set of transcripts so you could send a letter of recommendation to my daughter from Georgetown." You know, that's what this sounds like. It's an incredible tale that they're throwing out here 25 or more years later that really is going to have no impact.
One of my biggest takeaways of covering the NHL is the prevalence of helicopter parents, even at the professional level. Any anecdote I have heard has been dwarfed by this. This is so salacious, so juicy, I don't know what to make of it. Like Tim, I do believe that this is only a scandal that could be born in the trashy waters of North Jersey, which I emerged from. I'm a little disappointed in Danielle Reyna for not understanding the true definition of blackmail, but I will say, we finally are a proper football country to have a scandal of this magnitude.
Justin Tinsley.
It's one thing to bring about a conversation that involves domestic violence, and we know how sensitive that is, but it's another thing to try to leak this and blackmail somebody because your child isn't getting enough playing time on the men's national team. Like, I think that's egregious, that's it's ugly and it's messy, man. Like, I read up on this controversy earlier today, and I'm still struggling to wrap my brain around it because I don't see the end goal of what
the
they were trying
would
to
say,
do.
Say, and I'm not, again, this is, I guess, just speculation. It wasn't just about playing time. It was that how Berhalter literally aired everything about the relationship between he and the player during the World Cup and the thought that the player was acting immature during the World Cup and all these sorts of things. But sensitivity is the word you use. I know salacious. I know we can all say it's dramatic. I mean, Roz Berhalter having to go through this, the Berhalter family having to hear about an alleged domestic violence incident in their family many years ago, that is very, very real and something nobody should have to be going through in this particular way. We'll move on. The games in the NBA right now off the rails. The day after Donovan Mitchell, 71, and Klay Thompson, 54. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 55, a career high. He said his goal is to make his game as boring as possible. Because you'll be doing it every night, just like this. Tim Kalisha, what do you buy from Giannis and this plan to be as boring as possible?
I'm buying the Giannis and Jokic and Luka have already achieved it. They're getting so many crazy triple-doubles. I mean, Luka had the first 60-20-10 game in NBA history last week. Now we're just moving on to crazier numbers. It's out of sight, insane.
Yeah, in a year where everyone has these video game numbers, 655-point games, which is the most in NBA history, and we're not even at the All-Star break. Giannis, like, just putting up a career high, that's boring. That's
Justin Tinsley?
I'm selling this whole thing. 40-10-5 games aren't boring. 50-point games aren't boring. Averaging 42-15 since Christmas isn't boring. If this ever becomes boring, we all need to stop watching the NBA.
Yeah, I'm selling this too. Just ask the Washington Wizards the game before against the Bucks that Giannis didn't play. They managed to win by double digits. He shows up, bangs him out
right,
for a 50-burger plus. Even the
you
dunk
get
he
the numbers
missed
you want to
more
play
exciting
Washington
than
right
with
now.
The Wizards.
The artist formerly known as the Washington Wizards, it has been said. I mean, I know you guys don't love talking MVP every day. I could do that. What? I mean, it's every day. It's Giannis. It's Jokic. It's Doncic. It's somebody else. I mean, everybody. There's 10 candidates. Oh, I guess you have to get married or have a baby on this show to advance the showdown. 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The day after Spider Mitchell scored 71, the Cavs team was drug tested. Fair or foul, Justin Tinsley?
What's even more foul than this is the NBA 2-minute report saying he shouldn't even had 71. He had a lane violation. He scored 13 in overtime. It'd be your own league sometime.
Mm-hmm. All right, Timmy, fair or foul?
I'm going to go fair. I'm good. Donovan's good for 50 about any given night. When he gets to 70, the investigative reporter in me wants to know a little more. I think the league is on something.
It was a hot take when we did it yesterday that it was a lane violation. The 2-minute report saying 71 should never happen. This is like when you're in court, they say, stricken from the record. Like, I'm going to forget what just happened. Right. I saw it. It happened. We'll move on. This happened. Showdown 2.
Yeah, the combination finishing. They're both on nines.
Even if you don't know what just happened, you have to agree. It's the greatest in the history. Go ahead, Tim Kalishow. What did we just witness?
As the only panelist who used to sell darts back in my sporting goods days with Drew and Harvey, I used to live in that triple 20. That was a beautiful, beautiful exhibition right there. That was tremendous.
I mean, everything was perfect about this video, but the crowd was amazing. I just wish we had a reporter in the crowd.
You know, they're all on benches. Like at a pub where they drink while watching it. That's the best part about it. Unbelievable. Yeah. I just found out today a triple 20 is better than a bullseye. That was
that
news
blew
to
my
me.
Mind.
That's breaking news to me. All right, Tim, if you win, what were you to do today?
The downside of me only winning 10 shows.
And
last
Justin,
year,
what would you do today?
I got to give a shout out to my little man, Huey.
There
man.
We go.
I
the miracle
to.
Of life. Get the FaceTime.
What?
Look, my diaper changing skills, it takes baseball game less to be completed than for me to change a diaper. I actually put his pants on backwards the other day, but you know what? It's only up from here. Huey, I love you. Jade, I love you. And I can't wait to continue this journey. But I also want to say one more thing. Rest in peace to the late, great Stuart Scott. It's been 8 years since he left us, and I just have to say that before I get out of here.
What a way to start the new year, Justin. Huey Marshall Tinsley. Congrats. Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
see who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.